Well, the question was asked, how come sometimes we find the rabbi named Rabbi so-and-so, and sometimes that same rabbi is mentioned without the title rabbi, or without his personal name? So in different instances, the Gemara explains why. Sometimes the Gemara does not explain why. Some explanations we sometimes find are that this he said when he was younger. This he said before he was given rabbinic authority. So in different instances, we have different explanations, but those are the explanations that we find. Those are the explanations I remember right now. Either because he was younger, so he was called by that, or he hadn't yet gotten smicha, so he's called by that name without the title rabbi or without even his own name, the son of so-and-so.